listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. TAFE teachers in Victoria will take strike action in the coming weeks following a breakdown in pay talks with the state government. President of the Australian Education Union's Victoria branch, Meredith Peace, says the state's TAFE teachers are currently paid about 7% less than secondary school teachers with similar experience.
We don't think that's appropriate. They should be valued and respected for the important work they do, given they play such a crucial role in addressing Victoria's skill shortages across many industries.
Mildura City Council is inviting ratepayers to provide feedback on its East Growth Area strategic framework. It details plans to construct up to 4,000 new homes on land between Nichols Point and Irimple in hopes of easing the housing strain on the region. You can have your say on the plans by heading to Council's website. Ahead of what's forecast to be a bad flu season, health authorities are reminding us to help stop the spread. While getting vaccinated is a good first step, Bendigo-based GP Dr. Arvind Sharma says there are other things we can do to minimise transmission.
So if you've got the flu, if you've got other cold symptoms, you basically stay indoors, you decrease your presence out in the community. And if you do have any of those symptoms, just do what you do with COVID, and that's wear a mask and stay away from other people.
And briefly, a sitting of State Parliament's upper house is currently underway in Echuca. It's just the seventh time the Legislative Council has held proceedings in regional Victoria. Taking a look at sport now, and the Bendigo Strikers had double victories in the Victorian Netball League last night. Their 23 and under squad recorded their first ever win in the competition, narrowly defeating the Western Warriors 54 goals to 53. Meantime, Bendigo's championship side recorded their second win of the season. They too beat the Warriors, the final score 60 to 45.